And now our fourth story out front. Russia tonight warning Western countries against, quote unquote, hysterics over the Pussy Riot sentencing. This is Russian police are on the lookout for two more members of the band. Already three band members have been found guilty of hooliganism, this was Friday, for an anti-Putin performance in a Moscow cathedral. They have been sentenced to jail for 2 years, drawing worldwide condemnation and criticism of Vladimir Putin's strong-arm tactics. Nadia Tolokonnikova, the most outspoken member of the band, reportedly yelled, "We are happy because we brought the revolution closer," as she was led away by police officers to serve her sentence. She won't see her husband or her four-year-old daughter, and out front tonight, her husband, Pyotr. Well, tell me a bit about what you're here tonight talking to us. You're in Moscow. So I'm trying to think about how we should understand this. I mean, your wife has been put in jail for 2 years for singing a protest song against Vladimir Putin. You, though, are here speaking out against him and free in Moscow. Is that something that is hopeful, that contradicts what your wife is going through? How do you make sense of those two things?
Well, you know, the Russian government obviously loves to oppress, harass, and basically imprison anyone who makes very bright and critical and loud statements of Putin's and the government's activities. But there is a limit that this government can and cannot do right now. And basically, this amazing international outcry, which we've seen over the past several months, directed at the Pussy Riot case, happened because the whole world didn't expect Putin to cross this line and start to arrest people for singing protest songs inside a church.
And Pyotr, I know there's an appeal, or how hopeful are you that appeal might go the other way, that Nadia might be free? Is there any hope?
We think that Putin has said his word, he's voiced the girl's sentence, and it's very unlikely that that's going to change in any way.